Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Floor on Thursday, the 3rd of November, recording at 9:10 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today, and my goodness, it was another all-action day. Asian stock markets were mixed overall. Some concern over, well, plenty of concern, I would say, over what was going on in Europe. So Europe closed mixed to a little weaker, but then we had Mario Draghi, the new governor at the ECB, following his first meeting, new governor, new president, I believe, of the ECB, and he went against expectations and cut rates by 0.25%, taking the short-term rate down to 1.25%. Markets love lower interest rates, stock markets, that is, and that led to a very strong rally. And we've seen gains mostly over 2%, some up to 3% in the case of the Italian stock market. UK gets lesser percentage swings. Usually it was up, but it was up over 1%. Now, we also had the apparent postponement, cancellation, I should say, of George Papandreou's, the Greek Prime Minister's, proposed referendum. And that had roiled the markets in the last couple of days. And he's lost support within his cabinet, and it's really sort of a day-by-day matter of whether he's actually going to survive in power or not. But the markets liked the fact that it looked like that referendum was not going to go ahead. And we saw some declines in the government bond yields in Europe as a consequence of all that. Now, Wall Street loved it, and we've had good gains, closing near the high of the day. The S&P up another 1.88%. That's 23 points, takes it up to 1261. NASDAQ up 2.25%, nearly. So good day all around. Against that background, long-dated government bond prices in Europe and the USA fell quite sharply. Gold also likes an interest rate cut. And that rebounded, 1763 on gold bullion as I speak. Platinum rallied up to 1637, 658 nearly for palladium. Silver up at 34.5. So a good day all around. The industrial metals were also higher, the exception being nickel. The only other commodities, I believe, that I saw on the downside, rough rice fell a little bit, and lumber fell a little bit, cotton also. But everything else was higher, including crude oil, with the Brent up close to 111 and the WTI at 94.25. That's up $1.73. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, that's good news. The rate cut and the decisions that are taking place, the additional energy that the European leaders seem to be showing, that's all to the positive. And examples of that are the way they've chastised Greece over the a referendum and said there's going to be no rejigging of the terms. So if Greece wants to pull out of the euro, of course nobody can stop them. That's their option, but probably they don't, and they'd rather accept a bad lot within the euro in terms of bad lot, I say, in terms of austerity packages, than an even worse lot, almost certainly outside of the euro. So that's the situation as we see it here today. And again, there was a lot of concern, justifiable concern, in recent months, that the Eurocrats just didn't seem to know what they were doing, and they'd say, "Well, we can't take a vote on that until January," or some such nonsense. Well, no more. They're moving quickly here. Daily, we're getting decisions made and changes, so they understand the magnitude of the crisis, and they're getting plenty of moral support and a little bit of a gentle lash from the rest of the world. I think this situation looks better. I think the stock market action generally supports the fuller money view, and that was that we would see bottoms in the regions of the August through early October lows, and the important markets all have a comfortable margin above those lows, so that's a quite favorable factor overall. And after two sharp days to the downside, we've had two not quite as good but reasonable days to the upside, and it looks as if these markets are consolidating in here prior to additional gains. So I'm remain very much of the view that the lows are in for the year and that we're going to see these stock markets push higher. Now, as far as the European excuse me, as far as the European sovereign debt is concerned, they're not all Greece. And a lot of the problems have been written in. You want to read the Banque d'Italia report that I posted, or I'm going to post later this evening, just on Italy's position. That's Italy's central bank. And I think it's very positive here overall. I definitely commend that to you. Now, also, in terms of these bonds, these European sovereign debt issues, you might recall last Friday I posted a very good report. It was written by Russell Clark of Horseman Capital Management Limited. You can go back and find that last Friday. And it makes a case for saying that there's some good valuations in these sovereign troubled sovereign debt positions, and that makes sense. At some point, most of the problems are in the price, and you've got some attractive yields at least. I can think of some other highly indebted Western countries or an Asian developed economy, highly indebted, which where yields are deplorable. I'd rather have, the 6% Italian bond yield than a U.S. Treasury at close to 2%. Well, there we are. What about gold? Well, it's doing well. The technical action is fine. Let it go up in a step sequence. That would be best overall. Precious metals are responding well. And again, I mentioned a moment ago, they like interest rate cuts. And that's an important point because you've got far more countries that are reducing interest rates now than you have countries that are increasing interest rates at this stage. Very few are raising interest rates. India is one that is having raised rates this week, but it's probably near the end or very close to the end of that cycle. China is pumping liquidity back into the system. That's hugely important. That was one of the catalysts. That was perhaps the catalyst that I was most anxious to see, and we've got it. So this is a favorable environment here, I feel, for equities. I think it's improving for commodities as well. I nibbled a little bit of rough rice today, as that has fallen back in the last week or more and is back to some potential support. So, another exciting day, a day that favors the equity and precious metal bulls for sure, and not so good for the safe haven bond buyers though. And no doubt Friday will have some interesting drama as well. Meanwhile, All the very best to all of you.